American Roots Music is a television documentary produced and directed by Jim Brown. It's also a coffee table book and a 4-CD box set. The set serves as an extended soundtrack to the documentary, tracing the evolution of country, blues, gospel, folk, and other indigenous American music. But it's more than just a compilation of songs. It's also an American history lesson. Meredith Oakes has this review.
Take an artist with a vast catalog of music, like Bob Dylan, and try to pick one career-defining song. Now imagine distilling the entire 20th century in roots music into a handful of songs. Jim Brown and his cohorts took on that difficult task when they compiled this box set, American Roots Music. Since this collection of music is linked to a documentary, it opens with this requisite theme song, played by contemporary roots luminaries Ricky Skaggs, Earl Scruggs, James Cotton, and Marc and Anne Savoie. But the track that really sets the mood here is Jimmy Rogers' 1928 recording, Waiting for a Train.
I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. Get off, you railroad bum. He slammed the boxcar door. Hold it.
Jimmy Rogers' blend of country, blues, and jazz influenced generations of American musicians, and his train song is an appropriate start for a box set which tells the story of American movement, geographic, economic, social, and even technological. The first disc shows how the down-home country music of the Carter family and Uncle Dave Macon evolved into the honky-tonk of Hank Williams and Lefty Frizzell. Disc 2 follows the blues as it migrates from the rural South to the urban North, where guitarists like Muddy Waters went electric out of necessity. The bars he played in were too noisy for acoustic instruments.
Got my mojo working, buddy. Chance won't work on you. Got my mojo working, buddy. Chance won't work on you.
American Roots Music's third CD features gospel stars like Mahalia Jackson and folk legends like Woody Guthrie and Leadbelly. The fourth CD focuses on Cajun and Zydeco, as well as Tejano and Native American music. If you're already a fan of roots music, these last two discs are especially worth exploring. You may already own reissued albums by Hank Williams and Robert Johnson, but you've probably never heard the dramatic sound of Tejano singer-guitarist Lydia Mendoza.
Era una chiquilla todavía, cuando tú casualmente me encontraste, y a merced a tus artes de mundano, de mi honra el perfume me llevaste.
The American Roots Music Box celebrates the convergence of styles that occurred as musicians moved from place to place and influenced one another. Bill Monroe created bluegrass out of the gospel and old-timey music he learned from his family and the country blues he picked up from a local black guitarist. Zydeco evolved when black musicians wove elements of blues into Cajun music. The box also revels in the meeting of the sacred and the profane. There's a song here from the Native American Church, which mixes Christianity with the ceremonial use of peyote, and one from Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who took gospel into juke joints and brought blues into the church.
I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside, way down by the riverside, down, down by the riverside. Lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside to study, study war no more.
The liner notes of this box set, complete with historic photos, offer further insight into how our indigenous music evolved from conflict and confluence. Only a few young practitioners are included to bring the collection into the 21st century. But those performers, such as Bela Fleck, Keb Moe, and Steve Riley, prove that American roots music is still the most innovative at its crossroads.
The CD set is called American Roots Music. Our reviewer is Meredith Oakes.